Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in the final hour of the program on a funky flashback Friday. Rob Parker, Gary Sheffield Jr. from MLBBro.com joining us. And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. That's right. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Don't forget, in about 30 minutes, we'll talk to Joel Corey, the former NFL agent and CBS Sports NFL analyst. We'll get into the running back situation and some of the other stories in the NFL and how these things might shake out. He's the perfect guy to talk to, being a former NFL agent. But Gary, the last hour of the program, and Gary's history and family, of course, is with baseball, but he knows all sports and follows everything. We just did some football. And now, Gary, let's turn over to the NBA and to Paul Pierce. And Paul Pierce, do we have sound on Paul Pierce? Bo, we do.
I hope so.
I think we do. But Gary, this is one of my pet peeves. I'm not an anti players being in this business. I'm not that. But if you're going to be in this business, you got to do the job right, okay? And you can't be totally biased and just throwing out opinions and grinding axes with other people. But anyway, this was his take, that if somehow the Miami Heat wind up with Damian Lillard, they won't make it out of the first round of the playoffs. Let's hear this.
You put them together, they won't make it out the first round.
Wait.
You got to understand how they got to the championship this year. A lot of this had to do with their depth. And guys playing way above their pay grade. Caleb, Anthony, these guys was averaging 20 points on Boston. We ain't never seen them do that. Then you had Duncan Robinson. So if you get Dame, they gone. They already gone, but then you lose another 18-point, 20-score, gone. You're going to have to throw in Robinson. You're going to have to gut that team out.
Gary, you want to take it away?
I'll take it.
Yeah, please.
It drives me nuts.
Yes, go ahead.
You're just such a hater. It to me, it just doesn't make sense. Because let's be very clear here about Paul Pierce. He's bitter because he joined the Brooklyn Nets. And I like Paul Pierce, but he joined the Brooklyn Nets and he looked older than the president. He looked terrible.
You know what? I'll give you this. This was the greatest headline I saw in the paper in Toronto. When the Raptors played the Nets, they had the preview of the series and it said, Raptors versus dinosaurs. Is that great?
It's the best.
That's what was Raptors versus the dinosaurs. I thought that was the most unbelievable headline.
It's ridiculous. The Brooklyn Nets came together. Paul Pierce thought he was going to go with Kevin Garnett.
They were all old, right?
And they were all old. They essentially were the mid-2000s Lakers, that team that all got together.
Yep.
And that's what they were.
And lost to the Pistons.
Yes. So we have to be very clear about what that Brooklyn Nets team was. Paul Pierce was not an impactful player at that stage of his career. And now every time a really good player, a great player even in Damian Lillard, is about to join the culture with Eric Spoelstra, one of the best coaches in the league, who's still young, by the way, and Pat Riley, and somehow, some way, that team got worse.
Right?
Really?
They won't get out of the first round.
It's ridiculous. Come up and don't tell me about depth. Tell me, in 2011, when the Miami Heat lost, the team had no depth. They almost won the title anyway. They were a LeBron James playing like his normal self away from winning. No one was on the bench. Eddie House was their starting point guard. No one even knows who came off that bench. So we're sitting here looking at Norris Cole, Mario Chalmers, eventually were Miami Heat. They were Miami Heat players, and they were compelling players. Don't tell me about the depth. Damian Lillard is joining a team with Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler, who is now dating Shakira, by the way. We got to bring that up.
Is that right? Wow.
He is. You cannot possibly tell me that Damian Lillard, what he does on the offensive end, given the defensive presence that Miami already has.
And what was Miami's issue? Scoring! They need more scoring, right?
That's correct.
Every time we look, we're like, where are they going to get points from?
I have never seen a team say, you know, we just got too much scoring. We've got too many guys that can put the ball in the basket. Jimmy Butler, by the way, is really good in the clutch. He plays really well in the clutch. But you know who's better? Damian Lillard. One of the best scoring point guards that ever lived in the Miami Heat, who are already great on the defensive end, right? And when Paul Pierce says, hey, all those guys on the bench, they were able to get outlier performances for all these different guys. Performances we didn't expect. Those performances that you weren't expecting, they expected, because they have one of the best coaches in the NBA, if not the best. So they will get more out of Damian Lillard and fill in the blank other role players that'll play next year.
And you remember, he's the same guy, wouldn't put LeBron in his top five, and I don't know if he was even in his top 10. You know, I'm trying to remember that if LeBron was even in his top 10, which is fine, that's his opinion. But you know it's based on, right, that LeBron was a contemporary and they played against each other and that kind of stuff. This is where I have an issue with former athletes doing this whole role of like they're giving you some honest opinion or honest take. Thank God, I don't know who he was on with who you know, pushed back a little bit and said, what? Right? Didn't it would sound like a woman. Who said, what? Can you play that again real quick? Just the start of it, Alex, when he said that they wouldn't come out of the first round?
You put them together, they won't make it out the first round.
Wait.
Okay, right there, stop. But you get my point that normally there's no pushback on these podcasts and different things, and people are allowed to say anything without being challenged, Gary. And Paul Pierce, dude, it's okay. You got an opinion, but really, I could see if he said, I still don't think they'll win a championship if you want to make that case. But you're going to say basically they went from going to the finals, right, so that they're not going to make it out of first round when you upgrade and add that kind of offensive player to your team.
This is coming from the same place when Kevin Garnett said that they were never afraid of LeBron James. The same LeBron James who went into the TD Garden and dropped 45 and played like 30 minutes. Didn't even break a sweat. Stephen A. Smith jumped on the air and said, LeBron barely broke a sweat. We couldn't even tell he was trying. He was that much more dominant in the biggest game of the year. And you're going to sit here. It's coming from the same place. And so sometimes players can bring you an opinion and an angle that, frankly, me and Rob can't bring you.
100%. 100%.
Absolutely. But some of these guys, are coming from a bitter place, and it is to their detriment, and it's to our detriment. It's to our detriment in our ears. When we have to listen to an opinion like Damian Lillard joining a team that just came out the East, and now suddenly that team is not good enough to make it out of the first round, give me a break.
Right, and especially that Celtics team. I mean, come on. Like you're really going to sit there, and we're supposed to listen to that and buy into it, that they're going to get worse. Not only worse, not only are they not going to be the same, they'll be like, they can't get out of the first round. Oh, my God, what did you do to that team? Are you kidding me? And we're supposed to sit there and take that as an honest opinion, an unbiased opinion. This is what's happened with a lot of guys because they're vested. They're in bed with too many people and too many organizations. They can't give you an honest opinion because they played with somebody, because they were in the same fraternity. Gary, they were the same agent. They went to the same college. Over and over. They dated somebody's sister. I don't know what podcast was that from.
She deserves credit.
Because she did jump out and say, what? Because it was a shocking statement. But normally, Gary, in these podcasts, they just rubber stamp everything. Somebody says something, there's no pushback.
Yeah, all the smoke podcasts.
Yes.
All the smoke's under the table. You don't actually see it on the air.
You don't see it on, they never push back. I mean, can you just, I'm not saying that you got to be mean about it, but when somebody says something, make them justify it. That's all. Based on what? When we do this radio show and somebody calls up here with something, Gary, and I say this all the time, if you want to say that Aaron Judge isn't a clutch player, you better give me the numbers that say in the ninth inning, he's batting 142 with no home runs. Do you know what I mean?
Otherwise, we're going to check it.
Exactly. You just can't make that blanket statement without giving me, based on what? If you give me the numbers and say 140, he's batting 142, those are real numbers. That's a real opinion based on more than him having a bad night, one bad night when he strikes out with the bases loaded, and you go, he's never clutch. He never gets a clutch hit. And that's what I'm talking about. That's why these guys, a lot of them don't last. They don't. They're the flavor of the month. They put them on, and they move on from guys because they're too tainted. They're too in bed with too many people. They can't give you an honest take all the time. That's not what we're looking for. You know why Charles Barkley is hated? Because he refused to play that game. He lost his best friend, Michael Jordan, over it. That's why he's the best.
Can tell.
That's why he's the best guy in the business.
Yeah, the people can tell when the players can check somebody. If Shaq said something stupid to Charles Barkley, we already know Charles is going to come with it. Whether he's going to bring numbers or just his take, right?
Right?
His personal opinion. That's what we're asking for. That's what Rob's asking for. Rob wants someone to have the nerve to check someone with status because bringing players into this field is the best thing you can do. They have all the knowledge. But you got to have people to have the nerve. And these players have to be objective. Some of these players just are not objective. Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce are just not two of the guys that are not. J.J. Redick is a guy who is.
You got to be objective. You can't be always looking out for people and worried about, oh, if I'm going to see them again, or, yo, dog, you know, what'd you say about me on TV? Then you get out of the business if you're going to be worried about that. I've been doing this for 37 years. And there ain't one day when I ever was afraid to go into a locker room or go to a stadium or a ballpark. You know, not one. I do my homework. I give my opinion. If people don't like it, they can step to me and say whatever they want. But there's no malice involved. There's no being up there and being unprepared where I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, me and Rob can back anything we say. And Chris, who's not here, he'll back anything he says.
100%. All right, we want to hear from you. 877-99 on Fox for you laymen out there. 877-996-6369. What do you make of A, Paul Pierce's comments, and B, you know, Howard Cosell many, many moons ago wrote a book, Gary. You should read it. Howard Cosell, I consider the greatest sportscaster in American sports TV history.
Oh, reading Cosell. In 2023.
Yes, I know, reading. Okay. And he called it jockocracy. That's what he called it, jockocracy, where so many of these jocks were being put on television and playing the role of reporters. I don't mind former athletes being analysts, but let's stop with acting like they're reporters and having them do interviews and all this other stuff as if they've been to journalism school. I'm against that. You want to analyze the game? Tell me what happened out there on the field or the court that God knows I could never tell you because I've never been out there. But that's where we need to go. All right, we want to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox. It is the Odd Couple on a Funky Fresh Black Friday. Stick and stay.
If you want to tell us what's up in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun. But then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Oh man, a little Barry White.
The Walrus.
The Walrus of Love. It is the Odd Couple on a Fox Sports Radio Funky Flashback Friday, and we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Rob Parker and Gary Sheffield Jr. filling in for Chris Broussard. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox, talking about Paul Pierce's comments that if the Heat, if they do get Damian Lillard, that they won't get out of the first round, and I guess the team will be garbage, I guess is what he's saying. Legit statement. BS statement or what is this? This is what happens when guys have skin in the game, Gary. It just is. So 877-99 on Fox. I know people want to chime in, Gary. Let's go.
Yeah, Steve in Florida. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Yeah, I wouldn't agree with this statement, but they're not as crazy as where they may seem. That's why sometimes when you're in a public figure, you can't do all that crazy stuff when you give your opinion because people will say, hey, he's acting crazy again. But the thing about LeBron is they actually were not afraid of LeBron when he was at Cleveland. That's what they talk about. Not the LeBron that was at the Heat. And so they feel like because they were beating LeBron, they're the ones who caused him to go to the Heat. Now, whether you believe it or not, that's what they're referring to.
All right, but the idea that Paul Pierce is saying that they won't get out of the first round. I mean, come on.
So they scared him into joining a team, is what you're saying.
The reason why he's saying that is because, of course, they would have to give up some pieces. And, Miami was heart and hustle. But with that being said, let's say if they end up being like the fourth seed, where you had a team like
All right. I mean, you could make all the scenarios you want. I do not believe that they'll be knocked out in the first round, okay, if they trade for Damian Lillard. You think they're going to make a trade and not make any other moves, Gary? I mean, come on.
It's so silly.
Stop it. Stop. They're going to just trade for him and give up the entire team and then not make the playoffs. Really? Is that what's going to happen? Stop it. 877-99 on Fox.
Sean in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Yo, my brother from another mother. Actually, my fellow MLB bro.
That's
and my
right.
uncle from another mother, the Jackie Robinson MLB bro, Mr. DJ Alex Tyser. And yeah, Monty Bolaños. Happy Friday to all y'all today, man.
Don't forget Bo now. Bo filling in for Rob G. We are all here on a funky flashback, Sean.
Oh, you know I gave Bo his flowers while I was on hold, man. He got his off top, so you already know how it is. And you know I got to give some show notes. Chef Jr., my God, my guy is seasoned already. Chris better stop taking these days off or it could be the MLB bro show all day long, man.
I appreciate that, Sean. Thank you, man.
Hey, my man was referencing stuff from the mid-2000s. How old were you back then, man? Like 3, 4, 5 years old?
Oh, no, I was born in 93. I'm a 93 baby, so okay, I've been here a while. I'm 30 this year, so I'm seasoned.
He's a seasoned guy.
Hey,
he just looks younger, no doubt.
I hear you, man. Hey, keep up the great work, brother. Hopefully this is the first of many times being featured on the show. But with this is part of the reason why athletes need to keep it real. You lose so much legitimacy, man. First with the LeBron comments, and this was way after. I know that last caller was talking about this was during the Cleveland era. He was saying this after he retired.
Right.
He was hating on LeBron for years and years and years until what? Probably like within the last 3 years after he got fired from ESPN, he started changing his tune. So this whole comment about Dame, man, this reminds me of when Tristan Thompson, back when the Lakers were 11th in the West, was talking about they might make the finals. And what does he do? He signs a contract with them 2 weeks later. These athletes with one foot in, one foot out, they're always doing things to better themselves, and you can't trust them to keep it real, like impartials like Rob and Chef Jr. Y'all keep up the great work. Happy Friday, fellas.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, man.
Sean,
you too.
From Sacramento. We could squeeze one more in, Chef, I think, right? Let's do it.
Yeah. MJ in New Orleans, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Talk to us.
Thanks for taking my call. Happy Flashback Friday.
What's up, MJ? How are you?
What's going on, Professor Rock? And well, I welcome here in Sheffield Jr., man. He's doing a good job today, man.
Awesome.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Come on, man. Y'all know Paul Pierce. This is on brand. He's not done this before. This isn't his first time saying something, and we don't know how it's going to shake out. Could be injury. They could not. Just a year ago, they didn't make the playoffs. So not as crazy as it sounds, but who cares? Also, there's a lot of jock hypocrisy and a lot of the people who are on TV that's always talking about their team, the Boomer Esiason. People will go with their team. The Ryan Clark, the Steelers against Ravens, always Steelers. Let's keep it real. We know how it goes. So it goes both ways.
No doubt, and that's the problem. Go ahead, MJ, finish up. Did we lose him?
Also, he might have been a little bit on that juice on one of these shows also, like he was with Kevin Garnett a couple of weeks ago. So what I'm saying is let's just, it's just whatever, whatever. Thank you guys for taking the call, hitting me up from New Orleans. Professor Rob, always a good job. I see you at work. Chris is off again on load management. Jeff Phil Jr., do your thing. You got a wedding coming up, man. Hey, man, don't trip over that that broom like I did about 20 years ago, man.
There you go. All right.
MJ, thank you, man.
That's right. And my only wedding advice to you, as a guy who's divorced?
What's that?
I have advice, I know. Marriage is like a job. If you don't work at it, you'll get fired. How's that?
Yeah, you'll get fired and lose half your stuff.
Yes, there you go. I left that part out. I know.
All I'm right. motivated.
Yes. Coming up, Joel Corey, the former NFL agent who's now with CBS Sports. He's an NFL analyst. We'll talk to him next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun. But then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
All right, let's welcome in Joel Corey, who is a former NFL agent and currently a CBS Sports NFL analyst. He is going to jump in a minute here, Gary, and it'll be interesting to hear what he has to say, being a former NFL agent, and just how these running backs are being handled and the situation. And how do you fight this? Because if the players aren't willing to stand up to the owners, I don't think you can fight it, Gary.
Yeah, the balance of power. Because right now, the gambling is in the NFL, the money is flowing. I know the NFL has told us they absolutely cannot stand the gambling. But now that they're involved...
Yeah, but they take the money, though, right?
They're taking the money. So yeah, so now that they're in the pockets... And essentially, they're the ones cashing the checks every time we gamble. Instead of going through a bookie, now we go through them. It's like, okay. Now the agents and the players, and to be quite honest with you, even the fans have to start getting behind these guys and stop rooting for people to take discounts so that your team can win on Sunday.
It makes no sense. 100%. I hate it. And a lot of other things, too, here is that You know, when people take discounts, that doesn't mean that you have a good general manager and they're going to spend the money right. So that doesn't mean you're going to win automatically. All right, Joel Corey, we're ready to have him in, former NFL agent, and, of course, with CBS Sports, he's an NFL analyst. Welcome into the Odd Couple on a Funky Flashback Friday. Say hello to Gary Sheffield Jr. filling in for Chris Broussard. How are you, Joel?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Doing great, Joel.
Yes. We had a conversation earlier about what Saquon Barkley and Josh Jacobs not happy about it. Austin Eckler talked about it. Running backs are getting the short end of the stick. Their teams are using them up in their first 5 years, 4 or 5 years, and then they don't want to pay them. How do you fight this, Joel? You're a former agent. I mean, it's not fair, and you need running backs to win football games. You need that third down when you need a yard. You know, there's plays where you need a good running back.
Yeah, that's kind of been the nature of the beast for a while. It didn't help that you've had some of the higher priced running backs not do well once they signed a big contract, so the teams felt they didn't get a return on their investment, meaning Ezekiel Elliott, his best years were before he signed his contract. Le'Veon Bell's contract with the Jets was a disaster. David Johnson, Todd Gurley. So that factors into the thinking. But this kind of goes way back to the mid-90s. You had Terrell Davis taking the sixth round was great. So teams think they can find a back anywhere. He gets paid, then gets hurt, and his replacements like Alandis Gary do well enough to where – who was Alandis Gary? No disrespect to him, but – kind of came out of nowhere and was fine, and Denver was still able to make the playoffs, and that kind of started the thinking that we don't really need to pay running backs, particularly since their shelf life is shorter than other positions.
But let me just jump in here with a follow-up on this. But how come when other players fail and things don't go right, you don't not pay quarterbacks because you know, some of the quarterbacks that they gave big money to, like a Carson Wentz didn't pan out, or, you know, like you paid those guys, but you don't make all of the quarterbacks pay for that, but you make all the running backs pay for the idea that a couple guys didn't pan out?
Well, it's also scarcity of position, and teams are also afraid of the unknown at a quarterback, whereas basic supply and demand, they feel they can find a running back who can do good enough to replace the high-priced guy. You see that in Minnesota. Dalvin Cook's had multiple 1,000-yard rushing seasons. They signed Alexander Mattison to a deal averaging about 3.5 a year, and they cut Dalvin Cook. Teams will sometimes sign quarterbacks to extensions because the devil they know is better than what they don't know. That doesn't exist with running back.
Joel, I got to ask you, is there a ripple effect into the college game? If you're going to be talking about running backs and they do a great job for 3 or 4 seasons, they don't get paid and they have to hold out just to get a contract. Is there potential that maybe Nick Saban is sitting there with all these barbell running backs and trying to groom running backs? Maybe people are going to stop trying to be a running back and maybe go towards the more sexy positions that are more likely to get paid?
Yeah, you're going to see guys want to be wide receivers as opposed to running backs. Deebo Samuel is the size of a running back, and when they had problems a couple years ago, they stuck him in the backfield. He made it very clear, I'm not a running back. I want to be a receiver.
He's smart.
Yeah, well, if you look at the pay, back in 2011, Adrian Peterson was one of the 5 highest paid non-quarterbacks at a little over $14 million per year. And the highest paid running back now is Christian McCaffrey, to shade over $16 million. Highest paid wide receiver back then was Larry Fitzgerald at a little over $16 million per year. He's highest paid non-quarterback as well. Now you have 13 wide receivers making over $20 million per year.
And Christian McCaffrey got paid, we have to be clear, because he's a receiving running back as well.
Yes, if you want to get paid, the best way to do it is being a dual-threat running back, and he's done things that only Marshall Faulk rivals in terms of receiving and rushing. You got your anomalies like your Derrick Henrys who get paid, but typically you have to add a dimension to the passing game to really get paid as a running back, given the NFL is increasingly a pass-happy league.
All right, last thing, I guess, is Joel Joe Corey, former NFL agent and CBS Sports NFL analyst. Last thing, I believe Saquon Barkley has a case. The Giants are a better football team when he's running the football. Reminded me of Ezekiel Elliott early in his career with the Cowboys and how good they were. And Daniel Jones, if you have to have him throw the ball 40 times, I'm not buying into the Giants. I think he has a case to want to get paid. He makes the Giants better. Am I crazy?
No, I agree with you. Saquon Barkley is better at what he does than Daniel Jones is at what he does. It's just that Daniel Jones plays the more important position, so they paid him. And with Barkley, because the running back market is going backwards, there were 8 running backs making $12 million per year or more at the end of the regular season. With Mixon taking a pay cut, they're now 4. That factors in the equation, doesn't help the climate for running backs getting paid.
Yeah, it's a crazy thing, and I don't believe that it'll change. I mean, what a terrible CBA with the franchise tag, and unless players are willing to stop the money train and stop games, I don't know how this will ever change, because when you get into a CBA and a labor agreement situation, Joel, it's usually people are voting to get paid or not get paid, and that's a bad way for a union to run a CBA, correct?
Yeah, well, the problem is you have competing interests with the players. The rank and file have one interest. The higher paid players have another interest. The rank and file went out, and we've seen that not only in football but in basketball. That's how you got salary maximums in the NBA. But billionaires always beat millionaires in a labor dispute, because they can outlast the millionaires.
Not in baseball. They stopped the World Series, and the players' union in baseball, they've won plenty of battles against the billionaires because they were willing to stop the game.
Back when Marvin Miller was running the union, I don't necessarily agree with that today, but baseball used to clean the owners' clocks, but I'm not necessarily sure that's the case today. There's no salary floor in baseball, and you have teams who don't have to spend a certain amount, and that's a problem.
All right, when Shohei gets $700 million, you call me back, all right? All right.
Yeah, well, he's an anomaly.
Saying, just plenty of big contracts in baseball. Thanks anyway, Joel. We appreciate it. Joel Corey, the former NFL agent. Thanks for the knowledge. You know more than I do. CBS Sports NFL analyst as well. All right, we'll wrap up this bad boy. It is the Odd Couple on a Funky Flashback Friday. We're going to give Gary Sheffield Jr. a chance to tell us why his dad, Gary Sheffield, deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. I want you guys to hear this. We'll do that next. Stick and stay.
Before we bid you farewell, US of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fernando hits this one a mile. Deep, deep, deep left field. Second deck. And Tatis, a two-run shot here in the top of the third inning.
That was the Padres Radio Network. And that was the Progressive Play of the Day. Progressive is making things even easier. They will help you bundle your home and car insurance together so that you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. It is the Odd Couple on a Funky Flashback Friday. Tom Crady digging deep with a little cool in the gang.
Always deep, Rob.
No doubt. And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Wrapping up a fun show, Rob Parker along with Gary Sheffield Jr. From MLBBro.com. He's a baseball analyst and a podcast, too. Did you and your dad start a podcast yet?
We're planning on starting a podcast. So, you know, there's a lot of work that goes into a podcast. It's not just clicking the record button. So, right. Yeah, we're working on it, and it should be here soon enough.
Okay. And his dad being Gary Sheffield, a guy I believe belongs in the Baseball Hall of Fame, a guy who has gotten my vote every year. If you hit 500 home runs, you're automatic in my – Gary, this is what I have 3 magic numbers. 500 home runs, automatically get my vote. 300 wins, automatically get my vote. 3,000 hits, automatically get my vote. I don't need to look at the stats. I don't need to look at anything. And I believe in the Hall of Fame that either you're a Hall of Famer or you're not. I don't believe in this. Oh, he's not the first ballot. We'll put him in his 15th or 10th year and all that kind of stuff. I don't believe in that. Either you're a Hall of Famer or you're not. We get it. It's your dad, and you're going to always root for your dad. But make the case on why you think your dad belongs in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
First of all, Rob, thank you for allowing me to do this.
Yep.
Aside from the numbers, right? Hitting 509 homers, 2,700 hits, almost 1,700 RBI, an on-base percentage of 400 for his career.
More walks than strikeouts.
Essentially, he was a power-hitting Tony Gwynn. Tony Gwynn was probably a better pure hitter, but when you're talking about taking pride in not striking out and giving the fans what they want, my dad did that. So I'm going to steer clear of the numbers because to me, the numbers speak for themselves. They're always there for any voter to look at. But what we need to make sure we remember is the way my dad played the game as well. He never cheated the game of baseball. He played 22 years in the game. That doesn't include the minors. He played banged up. He was proven to be clutch winning a World Series in 97. Wanted to stay everywhere he was at. Wanted to be a part of Miami's team. That essentially just got rid of, they decimated their roster after that World Series. He ends up getting to San Diego, almost wins a Triple Crown. Only reason he didn't win a Triple Crown was because he decided he wanted to play rather than sit out. It's exactly what fans would ask from a player. He gives everything. He shows up every day. Then what's the next thing they tell you? Oh, he was trying to make errors on purpose as an 18-year-old kid in Milwaukee. Tom Verducci did an investigation and eventually debunked it. Right? So, and then here's the last thing. Steroids. Steroids is a big topic in Major League Baseball.
Yes.
The steroid era, which my dad was right in the thick of. Now, let's be very clear. Steroids, when people say a guy was a steroid user, you're implying that he's taking anabolic steroids to give himself a physical advantage over the field, to be a different player, to transform who he is on the field. My dad never allegedly took steroids of that nature ever in their life. He only allegedly, right, took a knee cream to recover from surgery on a cyst that runs in our family, something that is never talked about. But I know this. My dad knows this. You can ask him. Rob, I know you and my dad talk.
Yes.
He'll tell you the exact same story that I'll tell you. My dad took a knee cream to recover from a cyst surgery. Nothing he ever did on the baseball field was to take advantage and to put himself above players he didn't deserve to be above. My dad's numbers that you see on Baseball Reference, on any site you want to look up his numbers, all those numbers are true numbers. That's who he was. And so I want him to make the Hall of Fame. He doesn't care if he makes it.
Right.
He wants to make it because I want him to make it.
And I was going to say, the thing that people always have to remember, he never tested positive and was never suspended by baseball, and all his numbers count. Gary Sheffield, I have voted for your dad consistently, and I always will as long as he's on the ballot.
Thank you.
And he deserves to be in. He's a Hall of Famer in my book. And you were a Hall of Famer today filling in for Chris Broussard. What a great job you did.
That.
For real. Did you have fun?
Yeah, I had a blast. I absolutely did. And shout out to my barber, Mark, who I know listens to this show every single day, and my fiance and my mother, who I know are listening. My whole family, you guys are amazing. Rob, thank you so much for having me.
No doubt. All right, we appreciate it. Jason Five, Smith and Mike Harmon are next three. Here on Fox Sports Radio. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro. That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.